Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we are now down the road from Halloween, headed towards Thanksgiving. Looking forward to a big week next week. I think it's one of my, if not my favorite, meal of the year. Brings people together, and certainly a lot of talk about. What's your plans for that day, Mike?
22 guests over at my dad's house. I'm responsible for bringing pies, and so I'm furiously trying to order some from Whole Foods.
Favorite pie?
Personally, I like a banana cream or a coconut cream. Everybody else, not so much. So it's going to be a pumpkin, a cherry, and an apple this year.
Well, I tell you what, if you've got any leftovers after that meal, you could send those pies our way.
I'm right next to I'm pretty close to you. I'm with Woodland Hills, too.
All right. For you football fans, college football, there's some big games on tap. There's the UCLA-USC game, the rivalry game, that's probably going nowhere after USC's defense once again fell apart against Washington. And Washington has another stern test this weekend to see if they can get back to the championship game. Oregon State in Corvallis. Oregon State is currently ranked number 10, and we've got a lot of ranked teams in the Pac-12, soon to be dismantled and moving on. But the big game also for me is Washington and Colorado coming up, and I have to win this game. I'm on a severe losing streak with my Cougars after winning four in a row, and of course Colorado is doing the same thing, so I'm kind of hoping that Washington State does not end up in the cellar. So a personal game for me, and I hope it works out well. Go Cougs. And of course the big game in pro football Monday night, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, possibly the best team in football in the current moment, against the Kansas City Chiefs at home. So that'll be a great game. And I also am very pleased to have my 49ers rebound in fashionable manner, crushing a very good Jacksonville team that the 49ers displayed all their talents last week. So moving forward, Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, he calls them America's team now. Unbelievable after you steal signs.
And breaking news, he has actually accepted his suspension. So he will serve the suspension for the rest of the season and the school, and he will face no further sanctions.
Yes. And of course, if you are into the firings of collegiate football, you saw that Jimbo Fisher accepted a buyout of $75 million. Wow. What a huge mistake that is. And we are about to take a break, and we are going to be back with our special guest, Dr. Donald Teague. Hi, I'm Ron Say, and I would like to make a special announcement for something I'm absolutely thrilled about, which is the official launch of my website that is available as of today. You can listen to episodes of our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, sign up for our newsletter, shop our online store, view up-and-coming events, book events, sponsor and advertise on our show, and more. Just go to theronsayshow.com. That's theronsayshow.com, and we'll see you there.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned from the break, and we have a very special guest that I'm very interested in speaking with, Dr. Donald Teague. Donald Teague will receive a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Please be sure and use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. All right. Don Teague, Dr. Don, is a true pioneer in the field of visual neurocognitive training, a performance vision coach. And he has a lot on his plate. He's pretty much spent his entire life preparing for his particular deed to the rest of the public. He's got a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. He's got a BS in Science. He's a doctorate in optometry. And Don, welcome to the show. You're a New Yorker. I'm sure that you have plenty of stories to tell about your life in this business. And how did this all get started? Young age, coming from New York, graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School. You faced the same kind of things I did at graduation, the Vietnam War, all that stuff. And you served in the military. How did it eventually get over to the stuff that you're doing today?
Ron, first of all, thanks for inviting me on your show. It goes back to the fact that as a kid, first of all, I was the kid who had to go to the eye doctor because he couldn't see. So I became a contact lens wearer. I was very, very active in sports. But when it came to learning, I determined as an adult that, or as a young adult, that I was experiencing dyslexia. So it gravitated me towards a field that deals with vision and learning, and not just learning, but how vision impacts how we perform on a playing field and as we try and learn. So that's what got me in that direction, and I've been on that focus ever since.
You've been a clinical instructor, a lecturer on binocular vision. You've been in numerous articles, numerous shows. Where did you really want to go with this in the beginning? Because you have done so much with respect to being a vision coach. Tell us about all those experiences, if you could.
Here's what I really wanted to do. I had this revelation as a sports fanatic. I played all sorts of sports as a kid and follow sports as I still do today. And as an eye care provider, I was aware that professional and college sports teams did very little to concern themselves with the efficiency of their players' eyes. For one, I had the fortune in 1980 when I came up with this idea to approach Major League Baseball with the concept of evaluating the visual skills of their players. I found out that players had general eye exams, read the eye chart, let's see what the back of your eye looks like. Great, see you next season. And I said, you know, there's a lot more to this. When I was in college, I had my degree in psychology, and the field that really got me going was something called perception. So we all potentially, if we see clearly, we see the same, but we don't perceive the same. So we sort of think through our eyes, and that's what being a performance vision coach is all about. So I wanted to point out that your Los Angeles Dodgers were one of the first teams to bring me in, and I remember really kind of impressed with Al Campanis, who back in those days with the Dodgers, they were working on having a catcher's glove that would have yellow around the outside so that the pitcher would have a target to throw at. So Al Campanis and the Dodgers in general opened up the door and said, yeah, why don't you come in and show us what you can do? Probably one of the first five teams I worked with over my career. I've worked with 15 Major League Baseball teams. So that's what drove me into this field. And the fact that to this day, I'm still finding out that we're a little bit backwards in the world of sports when it comes to thinking that you can just see clearly, but not train the visual performance of a human being to get them to a higher level.
Well, I now that you mentioned Al Campanis, you know, I remember back when guys would put different, they would put tape on their fingers, each finger. You know, a color finger, a bright color, so that the pitcher could see it if it got a little dark out. Is that something along the lines that you're talking about as well? You know, training to be able
It is. I mean, when you really talk about training, and we don't have enough time in this show to go through the whole training process. I do, but again, I do have a lot of respect for what I received from the Dodgers in their interest level, because when I reached out to Major League Baseball, and actually seven teams said, yeah, we want to know more about what you're doing because we don't do any of this stuff. So I wound up going to the East Coast of Florida to work with three of the teams, the West Coast of Florida to work with three other teams, and then at Yankee Stadium when the I believe it was the Seattle Mariners came in. I worked with the Mariners as well, and I began this whole career and process really in those original days, and that was 1980, 81.
How receptive were the players to this this kind of new development in sports science where you're using physiology to increase performance? Were the players accepted to it?
Well, you know, like any group of players, I mean, I gave a talk to whichever team you want to name. I've just recently did this with the Oakland A's a few years back when they were really playing quite well. And I talked to them about the importance and how to get into a zone and how to use your eyes to watch the ball better, the process and all that. And as I sat in that locker room, I have a great story related to that. Actually, this is with the Cleveland Indians. I sat in the locker room, looked at the faces of the players. Some of the players were so tuned in to what I had to say. And then there were others who could care less. And it's always been that. And what I tend to find is that the better players are typically the ones that embrace what I have to say, because those are the ones who are looking to take it to another level. The end of that story is that the Cleveland Indians, this elderly gentleman in a uniform came over to me at the end of the speech and said, "Hey, Doc, that was great stuff. That whole technique of how to watch a pitch and how to throw a pitch is something I did, but I never gave it a name. It's incredible that you told me that." It was Bob Feller.
Ah, so okay.
Those are my early memories.
Yeah. Geez, I remember. Were you doing this back in the mid '80s? Because I had, when I went to play 4 years in Chicago with the Cubs, they started introducing this same kind of stuff in spring training. They were eye testing us, and we had this one thing that started as it was a little vehicle on a like the pitcher's mound. And what it has, it was a square, and in each corner of the square was a ball. And when it started rolling down the ramp towards you as the hitter, you had a little buzzer thing here you could push, and it wanted you to push which one came to you and you saw first. And
yeah. I was working with a lot of teams, and I'm totally familiar with what you're saying. It's interesting because there's a new 2023 version of that called the ACE, which actually throws a pellet about 1/100 the size of a baseball, and you can make it break, you can make it go at 105 miles an hour, and you get up there and you bat, and whether you can hit this little pellet or not is irrelevant, but if you can follow it longer into its path into the bat was the key thing. So the ACE is now doing that. Interestingly enough, the first team to take a hold of that were the Arizona Diamondbacks, who made it to the World Series. So pretty good support for that mentality. Create extremes so that the normal situation you do is that much easier.
Yeah, well, there's no question that there's a place for it. I remember some of the other eye testing that we had too, but we're going to take a small break here and return with our special guest, Dr. Don Teague, right after this message. Please stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And yes, we are back now with We'll See About That. Ron Say here with special guest Dr. Don Teague. And Don, I wanted to ask you, you know, we did all those things that you mentioned in spring training. Went in and took the eye test and looked in the back of your eye and then see you next year. And there was a point in time where I think we all understand that athletes do have superior vision. They have to. And I was thinking that my best reading was 2015. Does that make any sense today with what you do as far as being able to help increase your intensity and your focus and your performance with what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a terrific question because it's definitely part one of the process. You know, it makes sense that if you can't achieve at least 100%, and maybe in a game like baseball, one of the most difficult things is to hit a baseball and hit for average. You know, that's why they say you get in the Hall of Fame when you're 30% successful. So, you know, so being able to see, and definitely if you can get 20/20, it would be better if you could get 20/15 because the detail needed to see is important. It's step one. What makes me different in what I do is I then take it to the next level, which is really what I call perception. How do you not only see, but how do you utilize your eyes to be more effective?
Well, you know, in baseball, it has been documented that when the ball leaves the pitcher's hand, it takes about 0.4 of a second or so to reach home plate. In today's standards, that's not a lot of room for mistakes.
I was just about to say, with the perception angle you were talking about there, Dr. Teague, is that it's not necessarily about the vision itself. It's about executing the decision-making once the input goes into your eyes, correct?
Correct. That's exactly right. Not to downplay the vision, because it certainly doesn't help. We had a guy, names won't be mentioned, teams won't be mentioned, who really wasn't seeing that great. He was a shortstop when they sent him to me just recently. And, you know, his functional ability to see clearly was, let's say, 90%. Is that good enough for a major league shortstop? No, it's not. So we certainly went ahead and fixed that. In fact, we put him in contact lenses, which worked perfect. They were great. So now he's on a good level to start. But if you don't do all the performance related training, then you know you're still going to be at a disadvantage.
I have a question to ask. Since you said that, you see a lot of players today that wear these glasses, tinted glasses. Sometimes they wear them to hit. To me, I think that would be a major deterrent. What do you think?
We're on the same page. You know, at first, one thing I'll say, and you know the world of sports and young men, you know, they know it looks cool. And many of the companies love to see the major league guys in these cool looking glasses. Well, it's okay on a bright, sunny day to cut the glare. But what do you do if a cloud runs by and the next thing you know, you're still looking through these glasses, or you're wearing these sunglasses with a tint and it's an overcast day? That's a problem. You know, vision is defined as one's ability to interpret light efficiently. So if you're reducing the amount of light coming to your eye, how are you going to hit that little ball that's coming at you at 0.4 seconds? You're going to be at a true disadvantage.
So tell me what kind of training you do to help with these. I've seen some of your videos, and I saw one of the instructors doing hand signals to a participating player, and he would do then directional movement. He would go side and forward, and then there were other signals of which he would do something else. Is that training designed to cut down on the reaction time that you're being able to understand the signals?
Yeah, most definitely. And the only thing that has changed in my many years in this field is the technology. I mean, now this kind of things I could do with very simplistic things are now being created in very high tech. You know, we have virtual reality. We have all these other things that are being thrown into it. And I have nothing against them. I think they have a place. But here's what I really do. Phase one, I call visual calisthenics. It's just getting the eyes to function at a higher level, getting them to work together as a team better, to be able to get them to see depth, three-dimensional vision better, to just control your eyes at a higher level, to track smoother. Tracking is a big thing in any sport, to be able to follow smoothly and accurately the ball. Phase two is when I get to what I call the visual motor component, which is getting the eyes and the feet to move quicker, to get timing better, to develop quicker eye-hand coordination or eye-foot coordination. And then to me, the icing on the cake in my program is what I call positive imagery or visualization training, which is teaching your mind's eye to only see success. And that's what we talk about when we talk about the zone and the alpha zone.
Yes, and I also want to get into the alpha zone, but you described something that, you know, that I used to do, I think that we used to do as a group, lots of visualization. And it's interesting that you said positive. It's very hard. You have to have a short memory in baseball. You know, you're playing every single day. It's not like football where you have a week to kind of get over it, even though you have to look at some film. Sometimes it's not very pleasant. But you do have to get over it in a hurry. And there is no time for, negative images. You have to find something that came out of that experience positive. An example, you lost a game, you weren't in it, and you didn't get a hit until your final at bat. Do you give it up, or do you try to put something positive on the board? And mine was I'd try to put something positive on the board because I didn't want to have to start all over the next day. And so when I did get a hit in those circumstances, at least there was something I could take away from that experience that was positive, that I could roll into the next day. And I do think that it is extremely important that you do visualize success, because it gives you that inner confidence. And when you play baseball, you fail a lot. And so, you like you said at the top of the show, you fail 70% of the time in terms of your batting average, and you're considered a Hall of Famer. 99% of the guys don't reach that, so they have to be productive in other ways. But if I was an incoming person looking to start one of these programs with you, what would be the basic design behind? Where would you start with me?
Okay, so for example, I'm now in Florida. That's where I do my work. And what we do is we do a workup. And the workup, first of all, for sure confirms what's going on with your basic visual skills. But then we do a very complete analysis of all the different components of vision. And there are tons of components like eye-hand, eye-foot, depth perception, peripheral awareness. The list is endless. So I do a workup. The workup can take about an hour and a half to do. And then I analyze what I see. I see the strengths, I see the weaknesses, and then we embark on this training program that I talked about. We also do a personality test, because human beings have different personalities, and we do a sports personality profile to find out what type of an athlete we're dealing with. Is it somebody that needs to be patted on the back all the time? Is it somebody that's going to be super analytical, almost to a disadvantage? Is it somebody that is going to work their butt off to really practice the things I teach them? So we always include in that workup this what I call a visual sports performance personality profile.
Well, it's interesting what you had to say, because you hit a nerve on just about every point that you tried to make, which was kind of funny. It's, you do have to know the personalities. They used to, you know, you have a scouting report that's done on your physical skills as far as a baseball player, but they also want to know who you are and what you're about, because if they sign you to a big contract, they want to know whether or not you're going to be continuing to work as hard as you did, or you're going to walk out the door, or are you going to be reliable? Are you going to be on time? So, yeah, I understand all of that. I know that back some time ago, you recruited me to be a part of your Alpha Zone. And I was tied up in trying to put this podcast show together and also the book that's right behind me. And I really felt that to try and do a good service to your show, I was overwhelmed at the time. But tell me how the Alpha show is going.
Yeah, so my next real observation was, you know, we have athletes, especially the ones who have played the games or coached the games, and in some cases they're people who, you know, their career is ended. What do they do next? So I said, why, with the advent of video like we're doing right now on a Zoom call or whatever, wouldn't it be great if you could be face-to-face with Ron Say and take lessons on how to play third base and how to swing a bat, whatever? And I said, you know, fortunately, there's also 50 different sports, so why not have a faculty of 50 different coaches? I'm fortunate to have gotten the women's golf tour, the lady who heads up the players there, so we can give golf lessons, et cetera. So why do I call it Alpha Zone? Because, as I said before, when you're in a zone, you don't think about anything. You're ready to Correct. Take the jump shot. You know it's going in. Right. So I put together that coaching staff. We're still building it. We haven't really began our really intense marketing of this to let the world know, but it's in place. The website is there. It's called it's www.thetrainingroom.tv. Then I added two other components just because they're of interest to people. One is to have podcasts. So I have 34 podcasts on a variety of subjects, like a baseball subject, the anatomy of a slump is one of them, or another baseball one, what causes a knuckleball to knuckle? And then we get into things like the zone. What is the zone and how do you get into it? We do one on the gender debate. Who are the better athletes, men or women? The mental health issues, which is such a big topic today, not just in athletes, but in people in general. So we did a podcast.
We're going to have to take a break, Don. We'll get right back to you.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moo-la-la. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 11/18 in-store only. See associate for details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns, and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange Juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone. Fred Slammer.
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And we are back this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial. 1975, the Braves traded 27-year-old Dusty Baker and utility player Ed Goodson to the Dodgers for veteran slugger Jimmy Winn, Lee Lacy, and Jerry Royster. The hard-hitting Mr. Baker would play a key role for his new team, helping the Los Angeles Dodgers win the pennants in 1977, 1978, and the World Series in 1981, which I'm sure Ron has fond memories of.
I do, and yes, he was a major contributor to that success. And you know, the only thing I'm kind of concerned about here is why did we trade Jimmy Winn? He'd had an unbelievable year in 1974. He came over and scored 100 runs, drove in 100 runs, hit 30 home runs. Just had an incredible year and helped us win the 1974 pennant and play the Oakland A's in the World Series. Dr. Teague, you mentioned a part in there about the slump. How do you get over a slump? Please educate me on how you get over a slump.
Well, remember, we talked about a lot of the components of it in that, you know, the mindset, the positive imagery component of it. That's for sure. You work on that. But one of the things I'm really big on, because I really have discovered in my many years of talking about baseball again, that I watch hitters who at the moment of impact pull not just their head, but their eyes away from the ball. So I've always taught a process of how do you watch a pitch. So if you can get better at doing that and you have the confidence that you've developed through visualization, you're on your way to getting rid of a slump. So here's how you watch a pitch. First of all, you're in the locker room and you're thinking about the pitcher you're going to face and think about what he throws and where he releases and seeing yourself in your mind's eye hitting a great shot over the right field fence for a home run. It's creating positive imagery thoughts. When you get out into the dugout, you watch that pitcher warm up. You see where he throws. Does he throw three-quarter arm? Is he side-armer? Where does the ball get released? Then I teach a process which I call soft centering and fine centering. Soft centering is when the pitcher is going into the windup, ready to throw, you should relax, focus your eyes on some place close to his release point. So maybe it's the hat. And you're just soft, relaxed, focusing. At the moment of release, when the pitch is thrown, don't just look at the baseball coming in. Look at the letter R in Rawlings on a baseball. Now, you're going to say to me, you can't see that. And it's true, you probably can't. But if you pick up a baseball and look at that letter R and you plant it in your mind's eye And now the pitch is being thrown. You've gone from the soft centering up here to the fine centering at the release. The ball's coming in, but you're not just looking at a baseball. Baseball's small, but it's not small enough. The letter R is smaller. It forces you to keep your eyes on the ball longer in its path to the bat. Now, I worked with Derek Jeter when he was with the – I worked with the Yankees for 25 years. And when I had Derek, he was the classic example. When a pitch was coming in, he would watch the pitch. If it was going into the catcher's glove and he didn't want to swing, you'd always see him do this.
I always noticed that.
Yeah. Now, why did he do that? Because I taught him, look at the letter R in Rawlings. Now, in his mind's eye, he was reinforcing that ability to stay on the ball longer. And I think that really makes a difference, especially when a hitter is in a slump. You watch them in a slump, and whatever the guy does mechanically, very often they fall off, they lift their head up, they're doing something when they're swinging that is not keeping that eye on the ball longer in its path. You don't have to see the ball, the bat hit the ball necessarily. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, doesn't matter. But the longer you can follow it in its path, the more likely you're going to make good contact.
Okay, so I'm going to address that because that hit home too. The first guy that I saw do that, follow it all the way back, was Pete Rose. He'd follow it all the way back into the glove. And I found that to be interesting because I did some of that myself. And I was always I'm not going to say that all people who have a good eye that walk a lot, that, you know, they follow it all the way back. I'm not going to say that that's true, but I got into a habit of following it all the way back, and that's when I felt like I was more focused. If I wasn't doing that regularly, then I felt like something was missing. Something was off a little bit. Now, I do agree that there are some guys who actually see the ball hit the bat. I did not do that as much. I was a split second ahead of it, and meaning that I had pulled up just a bit. So, yes, there were times where I saw it. A lot of times that I saw it. But there were also times where I was just a little bit ahead of it. Who did you feel like were – you always said that you felt like the stars are the ones who were the ones who had more focus on that. Who were some of your better students when you were working with the Yankees?
Oh, with the Yankees? God, there's a long list of guys. Jorge Posada. Now, Jorge Posada is an interesting case because he came up in the minor leagues as a second baseman, and they made him a catcher. And he came up as a catcher, and he was doing terrible behind the plate. He was dropping the balls, a lot of pass balls, and I used that same process with him to watch the ball into the glove better. And he was a student. He would listen to me. You know, the years I worked with that team, we had so many good guys on that team. And when I say good guys, good people,
right,
who were educated, interested. So the list is, you know, it's endless. Bernie Williams, one of my favorites. Paul O'Neill,
mm-hmm,
who was our first baseman. Oh, God, I'm forgetting his name. A great first baseman who played with the Seattle Mariners and then came over to us.
Right. Martinez? Not Martinez.
Tino. Thank you.
Got it.
Yeah, Tino is another guy. I mean, first of all, and Scotty Brosius. I mean, these guys were great students. They were interested. And so it was a pleasure to be working with them. And obviously it paid off. They were a great team.
Who was the hitting coach at that time?
Well, we've had a bunch of hitting coaches. Chris Chambliss was coach at one point. Oh, the guy who's now coaching the Phillies, I think, the batting coach. He was our batting coach for a while.
So I could definitely see Chris buying into your stuff. And he's currently one of your people on the Alpha Zone, is he not?
Correct. You know, that's the other group that I had. I mean, that goes back more to your era. Bucky Dent, Chris Chambliss. I work with those guys as well. And Chris totally bought into that. So did Bucky. Bucky, his son went into the minors trying to make it. And I worked a bit with him. And even to this day, Jeff Conine, I'm working with his son who's trying to break into the majors as well. So sometimes it's the father and then the son that follows. But it's a long list of people that bought into it. Now, there are some who totally don't buy into it. And, you know, you can only convince some people.
Understood.
Dr. Teague, you know, you've worked with so many different professional sports leagues. Also, you've worked with the National Hockey League's officials. I'm curious, did the MLB umpires ever approach you? Because it seems most recently they might need your services more than anybody else.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I have to tell you, you're probably the 357th person who's brought that up.
Sorry about that. It's right there. Yeah.
I'm 358.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I tried knocking on that door at one time, but I did get resistance at the time. So I won't say anything more.
Just real fast, also, this is interesting about the younger players. Have you noticed in your practice working with the younger players now, because they're on their phone so much, that there's any sort of issues with their eyes staring at that screen so many hours during the day, especially at night?
Well, I'll make a general statement that the world we live in today, with especially the younger people, younger players, staring at a screen that long is not a good thing. And that has to do with the fact that the human eye has a zoom lens in it. You know, just like the camera has a zoom lens. So if you're not zooming, it's not helping the way you see. So if you stare at a screen a lot and then you want to look away, you're developing a more sluggish focusing shift. So if I'm a baseball player and I'm staring at my screen too much time and I get up to the plate, I may not be able to shift my eye focus-wise from where it's coming to where it's going with quick enough speed to be accurate. So that's a good point.
Yeah, it is a good point. I want to drift away a little bit from this in the moment. You have some other interests. You are a disc jockey, a lead vocalist. You helped create the Broadway musical Loudy Miss Loudy. Cloudy?
Loudy Miss Cloudy.
Loudy Miss Cloudy. And I do remember that because there was a song, too, right? A big old song about that.
Yeah, Loudy Miss Cloudy.
Tell me, and Donnie and the Dreamers?
Yeah, I sang in a band called the Retrotones for 8 years when I lived in Connecticut, and we used to open for Sha-na-na.
Okay.
I have a voice that can be very deep, but can also I can sing first tenor. So, and I was a child of the 50s. So I actually, my radio show was called the Dr. Doo-Wop Show because we featured doo-wop music. And I had Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits.
There you go.
Et cetera. So, I was always, you know, I find I'm left-handed. I'm right-brained. I have dyslexia. It's a perfect setup to be a musician, to be a disc jockey. Nothing personal to anybody who works on the radio. I think it's a good thing. And so I got involved in all of that, singing, DJ. I did that for 8 years. And I still, you know, I'm a big fanatic. My memory is such that I can tell you who sang what song and what year and what record label it was on when we had that.
Yeah, I used to be able to do that when I was a teenager, too. By the way, are you familiar with my two hit records?
No, I'm not, Ron.
It was introduced in 1976 on Long Ball Records, and it's a baseball jingle, One Game at a Time and Playing the Third Base Bag. And for years when I was playing, it was the number one best hit song in Vero Beach, Florida, our spring training campus. And so I just wanted to know if you remember much about that tremendous hit song that I had.
Ron, I think I have that.
Well, if you don't, I've got the rest of
them. Sold so many copies, most of them are in Ron's garage.
Yeah, exactly. All 29 of them are in my closet upstairs. Don, I just want to say that it's been a terrific time to speak with you about this work that you're doing. I think it's extremely beneficial to all the athletes and others that are out there wanting to improve their vision and their awareness and their health. Do you have anything else you'd like to plug? You want something on the website you're working with?
I mean, there's two things I'll mention. One is to say that we did talk. Gee, I wonder why. We talked a lot about baseball, but I do work with every athlete from every sport. And, you know, sometimes when it's basketball, it's foul shooting and, any sport. Vision is very important in every sport. So no matter what sport you're in, that's a good thing. And on my website, we also have a really great feature called Overtime. And basically, why is it called Overtime? Because it features people who've been successful in their sports careers, but now have new careers. Like, I know a guy who does a podcast now named Ron Say, perfect example. But we feature those people. We do a 1 hour interview. It's approximately an hour, but really interesting stuff.
So much for being our guest, and happy Thanksgiving, and hope all is well with you and your work.
Thank you so much, Ron. My pleasure.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And there's that aforementioned hit music, hit song, one of the biggest hits of all time in the 1970s. It's available from Ron Say's Garage. Ron, I like to do this every Thanksgiving. I like to, all the hosts that I work with, I like to have a little brief poll, some questions about Thanksgiving, specifically the meal. Cranberry sauce, pro or con?
Oh, definitely.
Pro. And you put it on everything or just the turkey?
Well, do you know what? I like to have like a slab of it.
Okay.
Know, like maybe, you know, a quarter of an inch or so.
Okay.
And just, you know, the old patty-like and just eat it straight.
So
I like it on the buns, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about the cranberry out of the can? Or the
Well, I mean, if it looks like one of those pineapple slices,
yeah.
That's kind of what I'm
looking
for.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. Yeah, the spread is good, too. Cranberry off is in.
Okay. And also, so when you make your plate together, do you mush everything together or do you keep it separate?
No, it's impossible to keep them separate.
Oh,
I think.
Okay. All right.
You're going to tell me that we have this one dish. It's a green bean casserole.
Okay.
And that's kind of hard not to mix with the stuffing.
Fair enough.
You know? you know, and I, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay, white or dark meat?
I'm a little of both. You know, I like, I mean, yeah, definitely both. You know, I love leftovers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can eat turkey the whole weekend as far as Thanksgiving is concerned.
Okay, last but not least, the one dish that you look forward to the most on Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy. You know, my grandmother years ago used to make this roll that had, you know, a bottom crust to it. And then there were probably 3 or 4 inches of nothing but white bread. And it was a little thick, and it was a little, it wasn't necessarily gooey, but you knew you were eating something that was hearty. It wasn't just fluffy. And then it had a brown cap on it. And there was a lot of butter eating that day, too. I'm telling you that.
Not, but, definitely not gluten-free.
Oh, my God. That was like, oh, you got to have, where's grandma's, where's her rolls? Got to have the rolls. Nobody can duplicate it. You know, she can't, it's a one-of-a-kind thing. But, yeah, I just look forward to the time. It's going to be a quiet Thanksgiving this time. Just a few people. My daughter is very disappointed that I didn't go up to Northern California to spend Thanksgiving. But there's always some sacrifices to be made. But I'm looking forward to it. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you people out there. I hope you have a great weekend. Wonderful Thanksgiving.